Hello, welcome to a Beatles podcast for dogs. So today I thought it might be interesting to tell McCartney, the dog, about the real fifth Beatle, the Scottish Terrier, Billy Shears. So I did some research on Scottish Terriers, and it turns out that Scottish Terriers are one of the most manipulative types of dogs. They are territorial, alert, stubborn, aloof, but also very loyal to one or two people, which when you really think about it, the Scottish Terrier in today's story is. Plus, the Scottish Terrier has a mustache and a beard. So, how did a Scottish Terrier become the fifth Beatle, you ask? Well, this could be seen as a conspiracy theory, and I do feel like we need to put a warning out that conspiracy theories can be dangerous, especially for dogs. They can lead to all types of bad. I'm not saying this will happen, but your dog could become a chain-smoking exterminator who hangs out in their basement all day, wearing an orange hat. You have been warned. This can happen to conspiracy theorists. So, let's continue. It all started in 1966, which is a very long time ago for a dog. And there are a lot of different versions of the story, but since the details are always going to be a little bit different, let's just go for the simplest version for a dog. Paul McCartney decided he wanted to go for a car ride. Very dog-like behavior. Maybe he was high, which is kind of like when a cat takes catnip. Or when you get the zoomies late at night. Maybe he picked up a hitchhiker, which picking up a hitchhiker is very dangerous. That would be like you letting a stranger in your car. Don't let strangers in your car, human or animal. Maybe the light changed and he didn't notice, like that song we listened to. None of that really matters. What matters is that the car went off the road and that he was killed and beheaded or at least had his head cracked open. It's very, very sad. Probably too sad and scary for a dog, but this was what happened, so we have to let you know. The police came and somehow decided that the best thing to do was to call his bandmates. This is what you do in an emergency. You call the bandmates. You don't call the family. You don't call the press. You don't even call an ambulance. You call the rest of the band. The band got there and were horrified by what they saw, their best friend laying on the road, and decided that the best thing they should do is cover this up on their own. That is not very nice behavior. McCartney, don't try to cover up crimes. Dogs should not try to cover up crimes. There are crime dogs to stop you from doing that. And instead of using their money or power or fame to get professionals in to clean up the job for them, they thought they should just do it themselves. So they buried him. That would be like when you dig a hole in the backyard or try to dig out from under this fence. And the whole ordeal was very sad. But having gone through with this, now they had to find a lookalike to try to cover their tracks. That would be like if we got all the Chihuahuas in the neighborhood and tried to find the one that looks the most like you. This is where the Scottish Terrier comes into the story. Our dog, Billy Shears. Billy Shears was a sheep farmer from Scotland. Quick side note, I feel like a dog would like Scotland, and I really feel like dogs would like sheep. But maybe let your dog see sheep from a distance because it's possible the dog might be dangerous for the sheep, or the sheep might be dangerous for the dog. They gave him plastic surgery. A lot of plastic surgery. It's not easy to turn a Scottish Terrier into a poodle. Can you imagine that? A Scottish Terrier and a poodle are very different animals. One's taller than the other, one has more fur. And don't even get me started on changing their barks. You can't make a poodle sound like a Scottish Terrier, no matter how hard you try. They say the Scottish Terrier's mustache was to cover up the scars. But maybe it was just cool. And why would the band really want to do this anyway? To make more money? To stop a public panic? Elvis died and the world didn't end. I mean, did Elvis really die? That's another theory for another day, and probably for a cat podcast. This is a dog podcast. We talk about the Beatles. So, for whatever reason, they went ahead with their plan. And it worked. They'd pulled it off. They'd replaced their dear friend with a stranger to make more money. That'd be like you replacing me for a new dog toy. It'd be great for a day or two, but at some point you'd be filled with regret. And they were filled with regret. They regretted what they did almost immediately. But they were in too deep to tell people what had really happened. People would never forgive them. So they decided to let people find out slowly. They started putting clues on their album covers. Graves, pictures of hands over people's heads. It's sort of like when I pet you on the head, but much creepier. Bare feet. Maybe that was a clue that they actually were dogs. Dogs tend to have bare feet. Probably not, though. They put a lot of clues in the music. Probably clues that dogs would pick up better than people, actually, because dogs have such great hearing. Maybe that's how we get to the truth. We play the clues for dogs and see what they say. Well, no one really noticed any of these clues. Until Billy decided he needed to go home. Home to Scotland. Home of his sheep. And once the cat was out of the bag, it was hard to get the cat back in a bag. Don't try to put cats in bags. Some believed it, some didn't. It was sort of like the Sarah Chalk Becky situation. Some accepted it and moved on. Some never forgot Lacey Garrison. If this was true, why was no one arrested for covering up a death? They're the Beatles. They have power and money. And maybe no one died. And things had kind of worked out really well for the Scottish Terrier. He got to live the poodle's life. And although that's really sad for the poodle because he never got the mourning he deserved, his legacy gets to live on to this day. And maybe his legacy was improved. You have to admit, when you think of the poodle songs, most of the time you're thinking of songs after 1966. You are thinking of the songs that Billy the Scottish Terrier wrote. And he's never going to get the credit as a Scottish Terrier for what he wrote. And that's kind of sad as well. So, if we are to believe this theory, that means that your name actually really should be Shears the dog. But that doesn't have a great ring to it. McCartney the dog sounds better. So for that reason, and that reason only, we have to say the whole story is false. Because I really don't want you to be called Shears the dog. But we all know in our hearts that when it comes to Shears the dog, he's the real genius. His music is the music that touched a generation. The poodle didn't write Let It Be. The poodle didn't write Hey Jude. The poodle did write Yesterday, though, and that's a great song. So it's really going to come down to your personal preference, what you choose to believe. And if you followed my recommendation and your dog's favorite album is Ram, you got to give credit to Billy Shears. Without Billy Shears, there would be no Ram. Unless this whole story is made up and it's all McCartney. Which is probably the case. Let your dog decide. Just keep an eye out for if they start chain smoking or hanging out in the basement or wearing orange hats and going to school to be an exterminator. All right, that about sums it up. Let us know if your dog believes the story. Do they believe in Billy Shears or do they believe in McCartney? Scottish Terrier or Poodle? Let us know. Thanks for listening to a Beatles podcast for dogs. Enjoy your day.
Cranberry sauce.